Okay, today we continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Klayim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches. So we're going to talk about how what makes up a kerem. We're continuing that discussion of what makes up a kerem, meaning we said that at least five vines, you need at least five vines to make up a kerem. Malchokas Beisham Beisilel, Beisham said the five vines could be even in a single row, and Beisilel said they need to be in two separate rows, and within the sheet of the Beisilel, we said that they have to be arranged in a certain way in order for them to make up a kerem. The nafkamina, the big nafkamina between whether something is a kerem or it's just considered a standalone vine, is how much space you need in order to plant something else there. If it's just a standalone vine, you only need six tfachim apart to plant wheat or something else or vegetables. But if it's a kerem, then you need four amos. Sanotea shura achas b'toch shalom. Let's say you plant one row of vines in your property, v'shura achas b'toch shal chavero, and there is already one row of vines planted in your neighbor's property. So the two rows of vines belong to two different people. And the Bar Tanura adds an important point. That one of these shuros has only two vines in it, and the other one has three vines in it, and therefore it makes up it should make up a kerem. The only complicating factor over here is that it's in two separate people's property. So v'derech hayachad v'derech harab ba'amtza, and there's a road in between these two rows. There's a narrow public road that's less than 8 amos wide that passes in between the two rows. And the point is, whether it's a public road or a private road, it's less than 8 amos. A gap of 8 amos would mean that the two rows don't combine to make up a kerem anyway. We're going to see that soon in the next Mishnah. So let's say a road that's smaller than 8 amos passes in between. The halacha is or if there's a fence in between them and the fence is less than 10 tefachim high, as we just learned before in the previous Mishnayos, the definition of a fence is 10 tefachim. So if it's less than 10 tefachim, so again, a road that is narrow in between them where they're less than 8 amos apart, or a fence that's very low, that's less than 10 tefachim high in between them, will not separate them, and they will therefore make up a real kerem. And now you're not allowed to plant anything within 4 amos of this kerem. But if the fence is 10 tefachim high or taller, then einan mitzdarfos. Then it will separate these two rows of vines, and they're considered independent rows of vines, and therefore you're allowed to plant anything as long as you're marchik 6 tefachim, 1 amma, you don't need to be marchik 4 amos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer im irsan milamala harele mitzdarfos, that even if you have a 10 tefach high fence, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the vines intermingle over the fence, they then become a kerem, and therefore you're going to need to be marchik dalil amos. Tanakama apparently does not hold that way. He does not care that the vines intermingle above the fence. That's not a matter of concern to the Tanakama. He would say as long as there's a fence in between them, it still properly separates them. Now Mishnah Ches, says the Mishnah, Noteh Shtei Shuros. How far apart do rows of vines have to be in order for us to say, you know what, that is not a kerem. Those are just independent vines. So if you plant two rows of vines, in Me'in B'nei Shmona Amos, and there's less than 8 amos between them, then Lo Yavizar L'Sham. You're not allowed to plant seeds in between those rows of vines. If they're more than 8 amos between the rows, then they're not considered a vineyard, and then you only need to be marchik 6 tefachim. But if they're less than 8 amos between them, then it is considered to be a vineyard. Hayushalosh, if there were 3 rows of vines, it may make sure the chaver to sheshes yama. Once you're planting 3 rows of vines, you're showing that you're really planting something over here. You're showing that you really want a vineyard over here. So if there's less than 16 amos between the one row and the next, then they do become a kerem, even though they're more than 8 amos apart from each other, and therefore lo yavizar l'sham. You're not allowed to plant in between those rows because you're planting in the middle of a vineyard. The Mishnah continues meaning the Mishnah assumes something over here, meaning what would follow is that if you had a 3-row vineyard and they were 8 amos apart from each other, each row was 8 amos apart from each other, and then the middle row somehow got uprooted or destroyed or removed in some way, so the gap now between row 1 and row 2 is 16 amos, l'chari you should be allowed to plant in between them. But says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Mishum Chanina ben Chachinoi afilu chorva emtsois, even the middle row of a 3-row vineyard was destroyed, Ve'ein bein shur lechaverta sheisha se'ama, and there's less than 16 amos between one row and the other, and the entire thing is still considered a vineyard. Lo yavizara l'sham. You're not allowed to bring seeds and plant them there, because she'ilu mitchilu natan areizim motu b'shvona amos. Even if had you planted just two rows the way they are now, you only would have needed an 8 amma gap between them to allow planting other things. But now you need more than an 8 amma gap because you initially planted it as three rows. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, once an area is a vineyard, it continues to be a vineyard even after you take the middle row out, unless the rows that remain are 16 amos apart from each other. If they're less than 16 amos apart from each other, they're considered to be still have the status of a keren. So to quickly review, Mishnah Zayin taught us that if you plant one row of vines in your property, another row in the neighbor's property, they could still combine to be a vineyard unless you have a proper mechitza or proper spacing between them. But even if they do have a proper mechitza, it's machlokas time to come. And Rabbi Yehuda, if the vines intermingle over that mechitza, do they still combine to become a kerem? And Mishnah Ches taught us that if you have two rows planted less than 8 amos apart from each other, you're not allowed to plant other things there. Three rows, 16 amos would be the required distance. And then we said that machlokas, what if you have three rows and then the middle row gets removed, and now the two extreme rows are more than 8 amos apart from each other? So Tanna Kamma says, that's fine, you can plant in the middle because they're more than 8 amos apart from each other. It's two rows that are more than 8 amos apart from each other. But Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in the name of Chanina ben Chachinai, said, no, since when you planted three rows, that gave it a shem kerem, it doesn't lose the shem kerem just by removing one of the rows in between, even though that now leaves practically a gap of more than 8 amos in between them. Now you're going to need 16 amos in between them if you really want to plant something else. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Perek Dal Mishnah Test, the last Mishnah in the fourth Perek, tomorrow.